I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Eritrea is celebrating Independence Day Sunday, but for Christians, it's anything but. Greg Musselman, a Voice of the Martyrs Canada, tells us there are between 2,000 and 3,000 Christians imprisoned in shipping containers or military camps for their faith. Christians sometimes flee across the border into Eritrea. Last week, Musselman got to visit one in a refugee camp, but his story didn't turn out as expected.
One fellow that we met been in a refugee camp now for 11 years, and he's actually chosen to stay there. He's a ministry there within the refugee camp.
Can you imagine watching relief trucks pass your hidden village day after day? Well, that's what happened to one earthquake-devastated community in Nepal, now being assisted by Baptist Global Response. BGR identified it as an impact community, an area where local churches and volunteers work together to redevelop it, representing Christ as they do. BGR and their local partners have provided more than 2,200 bags of rice to more than 11,000 people. Funding and volunteer teams are still needed. And what's your life's dream? A mom in Guatemala recently told Albert Reyes, president and CEO of Buckner International, her dream was to read the Bible for herself.
That just really kind of impacted me. I call it like a Holy Spirit ambush, you know. I wasn't ready for that.
Literacy classes are just one way Buckner helps families climb out of extreme poverty. Along the way, they get to tell people about Christ. You can help Buckner change lives at missionnews.org.
People want to know sometimes, do you just help people or do you tell them about Jesus? And I say the answer is yes.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the new 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during Ramadan. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.